proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about Jewish life and practice. Jewish tradition related that Jewish practice rests upon three pillars: tefillah, or prayer, teshuvah, or repentance, and tzedakah, or charity. This session contains the second part of a two-part series about prayer, from the Jewish perspective. A siddur is used for Jewish formal worship, where they recite prayers during synagogue services. A Babylonian rabbi organized the earliest known prayer book around the 9th century AD. Some siddurs contain only weekly prayers. Others might include prayers for the Sabbath day. A number of siddurs also incorporate prayers for the Jewish feast days, namely Passover, Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, and Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. A special siddur exists which is called a machzor, the word for cycle. This book contains prayers recited during that 10-day interval known as the Days of Awe, a period lasting from the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, to the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. One of the most popular of these machzor, known as the Art Scroll Machzor, provides English translations, commentaries on the text, and contains instructions regarding when to sit or stand during the synagogue service. Kaddish is one of the most common forms of prayer found in a siddur. Jews may recite the Kaddish as a means of uplifting and glorifying the name of God. Spoken during funeral services to indicate bereavement, the Kaddish remains the primary prayer spoken in a non-Hebrew tongue, namely in Aramaic. The opening words of the Kaddish prayer come from the following passage of Ezekiel chapter 38. Quote, "Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." Unquote. The main thought underlying this prayer occurs in the synagogue's congregational response: Yehei Shemei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam Ulamei Almaya. May his great name be blessed forever and to all eternity. Sabbath day synagogue observances have their own format for prayer. Those services begin with a silent reading of the collective prayers known as the Shemona Esrei, a series of 18 prayers. After reciting the Kaddish, worshippers recite that affirmation known as Ein Keloheinu, meaning there is none like unto God. Orthodox Jewish worship involves reading a passage from the Talmud that related to the incense offerings that were made in the temple. Some synagogues continue their services with the reading of Anim Zimmerot, the Hymn of Glory. They also recite the Mourner's Kaddish, as mentioned above, as well as the designated psalm for the day. They conclude the services by singing either the song Adon Olam, Everlasting Lord, or a Yigdal, a hymn exalting God. One common element in Jewish prayer involves addressing God as the, quote, King of the Universe, unquote. Though God remains sovereign over all, only Christians have the privilege of referring to him as Father. How so? As Paul wrote in the 8th chapter of Romans, "Ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Pray that Jewish people will one day turn to Jesus Christ, so that they too can refer to their God as Abba, Father. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about Jewish life and customs.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.